as women, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, the cravings, the ups and downs, all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressor, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. It has a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code LIVINGFULLY for 15% off today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hi, guys, and welcome back to this week's podcast. I am so grateful that you guys have loved the relaunch of the podcast with my amazing guests that we've had in the beginning. We've had Jeremy Camp and his wife, Adi. We have had Gabrielle Bernstein. We have many more amazing episodes to come. And I noticed on social media that I had some people asking if I would do a solo episode. I did all these really amazing guests as we continued through the summer, and I took a little break from the podcast. And today I thought, you know, I actually have something that I feel like could be a real asset to you guys right now. And it's something that I'm dealing with right now in my own life. And that is when life throws you a curveball. When I say life throwing you a curveball, it means something unexpected that throws you off, that tends to kind of rock you or shake you or makes you concerned about something, whether it's within your family or your business or, you know, your long-term plan for your life. It can be in a lot of different spaces. It can be something more minor, or it can be something really, really serious. And I wanted to talk to you guys about this today because we're in a year that a lot of us can see as full of curveballs. We have literally been playing the game where it seems like every single ball that's thrown our way is a curveball. And what I know from experience is that when life has handed me something difficult, I have always seen the reason for that difficult thing on the other side of it. I've always grown from it. I've always learned from it. However, when I'm in the middle of that thing, it is still hard. It is still impossible for it to not affect my day to day. And it still really wrecks shop when it comes into your life. So today I want to talk to you guys about that, because another thing that I know is anytime I have a therapist or a counselor or anyone that I'm talking to about an issue that I have, It always is 100 times more effective when they have been steeped in that thing themselves, when they have been through the fire that I'm talking to them about. And I wanted to come to you guys today in this podcast because I've had several in my own life lately, and this has been something that has become a reality for me, is trying to figure out how I can still live fully and find ways of living fully through these types of things. So 2020, I don't know which piece of 2020 was a big curveball to you, but even aside from this year, I'm sure there have been times in your life where you have had something come your way that just rocked you. I mean, I have. I do all the time. When you have a family, when you're running a business, when you have a social presence, you constantly have these types of things. And the first thing that I do, and the first word of advice that I have on this subject, is to find your footing. Okay, so sometimes these things happen and it feels like they throw you into the stratosphere. You're floating, you don't remember who you are, you don't remember your values, you don't remember how you handle things, you don't even remember who you were before. So that's why that's my first word of advice, because in order to move forward from something effectively and to move forward learning something and moving into a new, brighter space and a much deeper life and learning the value in these opportunities, you have to come at this from a place of groundedness. You have to feel like you've got your feet on the ground. You know the essence of who you are. You know what you're capable of. And you have to check yourself up front. So I literally picture myself with my feet on the ground. And you know, when I say like your essence, like your who you are at your core, this is something that I've talked to my therapist about. I feel like sometimes whenever I kind of get in the clouds and I seem to be what I call spinning, or when I don't handle a curveball sent my way in the way that I would like to, it's because I've lost that like essence of who I am. The things that I know are valuable to me, the things that I know I can handle, the things in the past that I know came to fruition because I grew through things like this. You also want to remember how you want to be perceived by the people that you're speaking to, or how you want to be perceived by your family as you're handling things like this. It's really, really important to find your footing and to feel grounded. And there are a million different ways to do that. And some days, some work for me better than others. And a few different ways that I do this, obviously through prayer. I need a tangible prayer, though. I will like light a candle. I have this little candle station at my house. It's a funny story. Like if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know this story maybe behind this candle station. But just in case you don't, here it is. So lighting candles for prayer intentions in my family has been a thing for a really long time. In fact, my mom's mom, we called her Grammy. She used to, even though they had like candles you could light at the church, she wanted to light the candles in her bathtub, and I swear she almost burned down her house 100 different times because she would leave the shower curtain in the bathtub with all these lit candles. And it was so funny, but this is what started things for us lighting these prayer intentions like in our homes. So she would light these candles for people that needed to be prayed for, and she'd put them in her bathtub, and then she'd say the prayer. But it's almost like that intention is remaining sent up in that candle burning, like when you walk away from it. So a tangible prayer, that's something that I do that helps me a lot. Another thing that I do, and it's a thing that I do want to mention because it's something that a lot of people struggle with. So meditating. Now, I'm not one that has mastered the art of meditation. I think that there are different ways for different people. And I do believe that it works better for certain people than it does for others. I think sometimes people, they hear the buzzword meditation and they're just like, oh, another thing I can't do. Well, I want you to look at it in a little bit of a different way. So I think the reason that meditating can help you kind of find your footing and find that groundedness once you've been thrown the curveball is because it slows things down. Because when things are thrown our way, it seems to make things speed up, and your thoughts are racing, your words are racing, your actions are racing, and a lot of times we don't hit the mark. So meditation in these instances can help you slow down. So I'm not talking about like finding a 30-minute meditation of gratitude or something like that. I'm talking like simple, short, bring you back down to earth meditations. And there's even a really simple breathing exercise that a lot of different people talk about where you breathe in for 10 seconds, you hold your breath for 9 seconds, and you breathe out for 8 seconds. And to me, that even is meditation. Any form of connection to your breath that slows things down counts. So I just want to mention meditation here, because if you are a person that already is established with meditation, this is an easy thing for you. But if you're not, I want you to try that breathing exercise. And then a third one that I've actually been doing a lot lately, and I think it's because I've become friends with Gabby Bernstein and because we just did this podcast together, and just because I really love this method, and it's called the Choose Again method. And we talked about it in that first podcast, but I'll just briefly mention it here. It's basically, in my opinion, it's almost like fake it till you make it. It's like you're in the middle of that moment where you feel like you're in a tornado, and you say, I choose to feel peace instead of this, or I choose to feel better now. And when I first heard about that in the Super Attractor book, I was like, what? But I don't feel better. But I think it's almost a form of manifesting and visualizing and those types of things that can bring something into your life that you've stated and put out there into the world. So that's something that I've been doing lately. So those are my three little things that I will do: a tangible type prayer. I will slow it down with like meditation or breathing, or I will choose again, literally state the feeling that I want to have. And those three things have been pretty effective for me lately. So those are just three little examples, but there may be another way that you find your footing. You may have a counselor or a friend or someone that you talk to that helps you remind you of the person that you are and the person that you need to be in order to move forward from this thing that you've been thrown. So then I'm going to move into the second piece of what, in my opinion, is really important to also do and remember when you've been thrown a curveball. And that is, and this is a really hard one, try not to let it permeate every other category of life. Okay, so an example of this would be if you've been thrown a big curveball in your business or at work. You walk in the door of your home, you bring that curveball right into the front door, and you're just a mess. And you take it out on your husband, you take it out on your children, and you're just really unpleasant to be around. And then you've taken something that you could have dealt with in one category of your life, and you have literally spread it into every other category. And I think that this is a problem, A, because you don't want to be a person that is super influenced by like the waves of life and a person that just goes up and down with everything that happens on the outside. But also it makes it a much bigger problem, because then you've just invited that problem into totally different aspects of your life, and those become whole new problems eventually. So you don't want that to become a pattern where you're thrown a curveball and you let it affect every single aspect of your life. And believe me, I know that's hard. And that's something that I constantly have to work on, and something that I have to be really intentional about, making sure that that doesn't happen. But it is very important. So the next time that you're thrown this thing and you want to act out or react, and you want to talk about it all the time, and you want to walk in with a frown on your face, I'm not saying don't hide your emotions, but I'm saying check yourself. I'm saying choose. Do you want to bring this problem into the rest of your life? Or is that just going to make it harder to get past it? And then the third thing, and this one is probably the most important, and this is the one that enabled me to really handle the curveballs that I've been thrown in my life later in life, and the ones that I've dealt with lately. It's been the most helpful, I would say. And that is, you have to remember what those other curveballs and problems and issues in your life did for you. You have to remember, and not in a general way of like every mistake is you learn from it, But in a real, like, let's think about that specific thing in my life. And I didn't want it to happen and it happened, but look where it led me. Now I can see. I want you to think of something specific and I want you to remember, because those curveballs, they help us refine. They help us redevelop. They help us reclaim. They help us do so many different things in our lives. And not a single thing is just by chance. Every single thing that's thrown your way is to help you. And if you don't take that opportunity, then, you know, it's your own fault. If I don't take that opportunity, it's my own fault. But I can look in the past when I did take that opportunity and man, did those things reshape my life. So when that happens to you, I want you to really remember. And even though it's really hard in the moment because you really, really want to wallow, and I understand that, you really don't want to think of anything good that could come from this thing because right now it feels nothing but bad. But I want you to try, and I want you to force yourself to go back and think of ways that you have grown from things that you would have seen as problems before. And like I said a while ago, refine. There are parts of our life that sometimes we just get kind of stuck on cruise control. We're fine. We're just kind of living surface area. Sometimes it takes those things to knock us to the ground again in order to refine our lives and really begin living fully and living the lives that we were meant to live. Because sometimes people don't want to do the hard stuff. They don't want to do the bad stuff. They are just fine cruising along. But those curveballs, they help us to refine. Redevelop. Sometimes there are old ideas that we have about ourselves, about our spouses, about our children, about how we're supposed to be as parents or in the workforce or as people on the internet, whatever it is. And sometimes we need to redevelop a new idea. And we could have existed as that old version of ourselves till kingdom come, until this curveball comes along. So it can really help us to redevelop new ideas around things that mean a lot to us, that we value. And those curveballs can really, really help us also to reclaim our lives. So I didn't even mean to say refine, redevelop, and reclaim. And those all were these R words that really came together beautifully. But they're the words that I really mean. And reclaim is probably the most important one, because you don't want to get to the end of your life and feel like, is this it? Did I do okay? Did I take the risks, and did I grow, and did I become the person that I always wanted to be? And without adversity and without problems and issues and these things that can seem so catastrophic right now in our day-to-day, we can very well end up on cruise control and leave a heck of a lot of life unlived. Because unfortunately, sometimes when things are just okay, people will not choose to do the work because the work is harder. And sometimes it takes one of these curveballs or a problem coming into your life to do the work. So take it as an opportunity to reclaim your life. And you know, now I've gotten to a point in my own life where I can honestly say that when something, some form of adversity comes my way, in the middle of the adversity, I can say, thank you for what this is teaching me and where I'm being guided. Sometimes I say it with teeth gritted together, and sometimes I say it in a way that it's like not a super thankful tone, but I mean it, because I know that through these things, I have found a full life. So I wanted to do this podcast today because I know that through these things, you too can find a full life. So instead of seeing your next problem or curveball or whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, as this thing that you've just got to get through to keep living life again, see it as a gift and something that is really going to help you to do those things that we talked about today, and really help you refine and redevelop and reclaim and refocus your life. And this is something that Jeremy Camp said in that one of the interviews that I had at the beginning when the podcast launched for season two. He said, what if this year, 2020, is just the year that refines our 2020 perfect vision? What if everything that is going down is just going to help us be able to see more clearly and move forward into our lives with a clearer, more perfect vision? And I really loved it when he said that in the podcast, and I wrote it down, and I've been thinking about it a lot in the past, like several weeks since I did that podcast, and I've been believing it more. And it really stuck with me. I wanted to share it again with you guys, just in case you didn't hear that podcast. And I hope that through this podcast today, you will see any form of adversity that's thrown your way as a real opportunity to refine that vision for you and to perfect it moving forward. Because like I always say, this is it. This is your one life. Do not leave it unlived, including problems and adversity. Okay. So thank you guys so much for listening to this short podcast today. I wanted to throw this one into the mix and tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.